Welcome back to All Biz with Lauren. This week, I'm bringing you the latest TV, music, film and showbiz news, starting with television. As usual, the autumn season has brought with it the hype of Strictly and X Factor, and X Factor certainly wasn't without hype this weekend. On Sunday, Gary Barlow threatened to leave the show following the departure of his first act, Carolyn. Casting the deciding vote between Carolyn and Rylan, who was deemed the weakest act of the night, Louis originally voted out Rylan, but quickly changed his mind to bring the vote to deadlock, which sadly meant the departure of Carolyn Poole. Gary was furious and has threatened to leave the show due to the fact that he became a judge to nurture real talent rather than to endure the joke acts. At a dinner to discuss the fiasco, he stated that if anything like this happened again this week, he would step down as a judge. Allegations were also made that Louis Walsh was being prompted by producers to change his mind, with over 1,000 complaints made to Ofcom, but the producers released a statement to put these notions to bed, stating that they do not tell the judges how to vote. Reports also made the news that Ryland has recently tattooed Gary's face on his back temporarily. Is he purposely trying to taunt him? On the BBC, Strictly took off with a bang, as we saw all of the contestants perform over 2 nights. The most outstanding performance of the night came from Lisa Riley, who strutted her stuff across the dance floor and even cha-chaed her way to Craig's heart. After announcing the release of Taken 2 last week, I went along on opening night to see if it would meet my expectations. As expected, Liam Neeson gave a fantastically exciting performance, but I found myself somewhat disappointed as the end of the show became a lengthy, city-wide version of Hide and Seek. Also, it may not have been appropriate in this film, but I seriously missed an inspirational Liam Neeson speech to rival his first one. Without spoiling the plot for those who are yet to see the film, I can say that it does leave an opening for a third film, and having seen the success of the sequel, this was discussed by producers this week. However, it has been said that Liam Neeson would more than likely not be taking up his role as Brian Mills. Would it be as successful without him? In music, Taylor Swift has taken the charts by storm, gaining a large presence on both the iTunes chart and the UK Top 40. Releasing 3 songs following We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, she whet her appetites for her album Red, due to be released on the 22nd of October. She currently has 4 singles in the iTunes chart and 2 in the UK Top 40, which is a good indicator that this album will definitely be a good one. Lady Gaga is also preparing for the release of her latest album, whilst Ellie Goulding returned this week with the release of her 2nd album. In news, Justin Lee Collins has been ordered to carry out 140 hours of community service after being found guilty of harassing his ex-girlfriend Anna Lark. During the trial, it was exposed that he was controlling and physically violent towards Lark, and audio clips were heard as evidence which recorded him verbally abusing her. Justin Lee Collins told the press that he still does not see himself as an abuser, whilst Lark and her family are reportedly ecstatic at the victory and believe that it should empower women to stand up against domestic abuse. On a much less serious note, Lady Gaga joined the ranks of those to take ill on stage alongside Justin Bieber when she too vomited on stage this week. Also, Jack Osbourne took the role of the hero when he saved a woman from drowning in Hawaii on his honeymoon. Finally, I have yet another pregnancy update for you all, as Colleen and Wayne Rooney announced that they were expecting their 2nd child. That's all for another week. Thank you for listening, and I will be back next week with more news from the showbiz world.